This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
This is, it's so awesome. It's like trying to feed a toddler right now. So I'm messing with Michaela right before we go on the air. And I'm like, I need a smile out of you. I need to see you. Show me your teeth. And she goes, right before the thing goes, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. She goes, I go, show me your teeth. She's, no.
No, I said who? First of all, you're asking for requests. And I couldn't even hear you over the music. You listen, the music's blaring. And I was like, what is he talking about?
Oh, no. And I was speaking low. Like, I pushed the button to get in your headphones. But yeah. I was like, I was speaking low. And I was just messing.
Oh, I couldn't even hear you. I like saw your mouth moving. But I was like, what is he saying? Do I need to know something before we go on air?
It's even better. Because the only better thing that there would have been with me trying to, you know, just to mess with you was if I would have been annoying you. That would have been the only thing that would have made that even better. And for a moment, apparently I was.
No, so you weren't. I just didn't know what you were saying.
Best of both worlds.
I'll tell you when you're annoying me.
I love it. Welcome. Is it really only Tuesday? Is it really only Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, it's only Tuesday, the 18th of March, day after St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day obviously lasted for an entire week this year. You know what I mean?
Entire weekend festivities.
Because it did. Yeah. It started on Friday and it went to Sunday or went to yesterday. Too much. I can't even keep track of all of it. Too much. Too much. We went to an event. A friend of ours was throwing a thing. So we went to support yesterday and it was nice enough. St. Patrick's Day at a Mexican restaurant makes no sense to me, but okay, you gotta work with what you got. And I was like, okay, this is the day. I finally looked at my wife and I said, this is the dumbest thing ever. It's St. Patrick's Day has been going on for a month. We're in a Mexican restaurant and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I want to go home. That's it. Be in my house.
Go home. Reminds me of that TikTok video when the baby's like, I just want to go home.
And so, my wife was sent me a meme this morning. Thank you again to the Irish for giving us the greatest of goodbyes.
That's
and we did. We both separately said that we were doing something else, because literally I gave her the wink. I was like, see you in the parking lot, 45 seconds. It sounded like we were going to do something illicit and weird.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I mean, it sounded, oh, it was way hotter than what, I mean, it sounded way hotter than what it was. Hey, I'll meet you in the parking lot in 90 seconds.
Yes.
She went, I said I was going to the bar. She said she was going to the bathroom. Pow, pow. We're both out of there. No, no long goodbyes. No, oh, you gonna go already? Literally, I got one text about 15 minutes later. What happened to you? I wrote back, still in the bathroom, just to buy me another 20 minutes.
Listen, I grew up in a house in a big family where it took 30 minutes to say goodbye to everybody. I will never do it again. I jump out. There's no more romantic words than I'll meet you in the car. That's actually romance to me.
Yeah, that. Okay. You get our love language. You understand us.
Under the covers.
Can I also say, before we get too far down the road here, I'm not going to get too far into the details. Okay. But much love to everybody who makes us part of your morning routine. That when you get in the car or whatever you do, that this show is part of your world. The responsibility of that has been chucked straight into my face the last couple of days. My morning routine has been thrown off by somebody who's having a technical difficulty, or I don't know what's going on, but it's messing me up and I don't like it. And I just, and it, so for those of us who rely on, for those of you who rely on us in that way, thank you. And we appreciate you. And we love the responsibility. So again, thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hello? Elizabeth, hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
People get so excited when the thing goes, and they think, I'm on, it's my big moment. Hey, listen, settle something for Adrian and I right now. Is it, are you Lizzie B or Lizzie G?
B.
Ooh.
See, but she's no such. I've never heard of Bustamante before in my life.
No, yep. Bustamante.
Fair enough.
Michaela, you've met my kids at the Thrills game.
Oh my God, they were so cute and so cuddly. You guys are wonderful. Yes, those little babies. What are they doing? Are they on spring break?
The Bustamante babies.
They're all sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. Did you give them a little Benadryl last night just to make sure they, you know, stay until the sun comes up?
Unfortunately, Benadryl keeps them awake.
No way.
Okay. So this only goes to help prove how little I know about this. So so maybe this is why I'm so fascinated, but the rest of the room seems pretty excited about it too. What is Molly in Green Valley wants to know, what is the going rate for babysitting these days?
So I found a wonderful babysitter that I do not pay the going rate, but when I was paying the going rate, it was around $10 to $15 per kid. And then I did not leave any kind of like per kid. So it was
about per kid per hour?
An hour per kid. So okay. About $30 to $40 per hour, regardless if they're awake or asleep. But I never left DoorDash or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
I heard that was a thing.
If you want to go through my pantry, I don't care. I don't really care about my pantry, but I'm not leaving them. I mean, they're making $30 to $40 an hour. That's more than I make. So I'm not leaving them DoorDash or anything. If they want to eat the dinner that I made, you know, for my kids, they're more than welcome to. I'm not going to turn them down on that, but I'm not going to be door dashing for them.
Well, maybe you're a good kid, or maybe you're a good cook. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe you're skilled. And they go, no, this is okay. Adrian wants to jump in desperately.
No, I'm happy for her for being responsible and mature, for always making the meal and prepping the dinner, because we always order that. Now that you brought that up, I'm like, yeah, there's always pizza or something being delivered to the house for dinner instead of just cooking. And to your point, Chet, it's like 25 or 30 per hour. Although there is an organization that I do want to give a shout out, the Granny Nannies. That are just this organization of grandmas that babysit. And it's like an official group, and you call the company and they'll book it. And they're always just more excited, and they bring activities and crayons and all this different stuff. Nannies. So shout out to the Granny Nannies. They remind me of the group at the Aces games that do the dances. My favorite Cougars. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the same thing.
Back to this, but you only have one kid.
Yes.
And you're paying $25 to $30 an hour. So if you go out for an entire evening, you're in for like $150 close to. Do you tip on top of that? No, you don't.
I don't tip.
No.
I don't tip, but I come home early too.
Do they hold the thing out on their phone? How would you like to tip? 10, 15, or 20%?
Tip everything out.
No, but
I have a question. So I had a girlfriend yesterday. She was at the gym training, but she has two kids. She actually said there has to be a certain time limit. And if she doesn't cancel the babysitter in time, even if she doesn't end up going, she still has to pay the babysitter, which I thought was so wild, because like emergencies happen. Do you have to do that with your girl too? Is that like a thing?
No, but my babysitter that I have right now, she doesn't drive. So unfortunately, we have to pick her up and take her home every time. But we're still paying her under the going rate. So we're okay with that.
Yeah, you're okay with the ride to and from. The whole gym daycare idea, which I realized, Michaela, that's not what you were talking about.
Yeah.
But it brought the idea into my head too. The price for gym daycare, and your kid can only be there for so long. I thought that when you were talking about time limit and whatever, I thought that's what you were talking about. Because you can only keep your kid there for 2 hours or whatever, and it's a bajillion dollars. And do you tip there? So, Elizabeth, do you go to the gym? Obviously, please.
No. I do.
Do you use the Kids Quest and everything? Do you tip them?
No, I don't go to the gym. My girlfriend, one of my good friends, she actually is a trainer, so she helps me at home.
That's so nice.
Very nice.
That's crazy.
All right, no further questions. So we could do this all day.
There.
Give her as many Chet Buchanan Show shirts as she needs and anything else that she wants, because you are always fantastic.
Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is a great way to start a day.
It's your Tuesday morning. Good feeling stories of the day. Presented to Chet Buchanan Show. I'm Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
You know how you just feel better when you play with the dog for a little while?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they actually, the science decided to take a look at it. Playing with a dog for 15 minutes, I would assume a cat, same. But playing with a dog for 15 minutes leaves you and the dog feeling less stressed. They measured their cortisol levels. Well, okay, now wait. It says they proved it by measuring cortisol levels in saliva. I assume that's for both you and the dog.
Yeah.
They measure everything. Hey, good news for your grandpa. Food scientists are working on a new type of grapefruit. You know how grandpa, that's a grandpa thing. What'd you have for breakfast, grandpa? Half a grapefruit. A new type of grapefruit, they're working on it, that doesn't mess with your medications.
I didn't know it did to begin with.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. You can have grapefruit so people on some cholesterol meds, some blood pressure meds can't have grapefruit. You can now.
Got it.
Grapefruit will also clash with certain antibiotics and around 80 other medications. So no, that's a good thing then. The Portland Trailblazers of the National Basketball Association have been testing out a new device that helps visually impaired fans enjoy live games.
Love this already.
Is it called a radio? So you can just listen to the play-by-play? I, you know, don't let me get crazy here.
Yeah.
Portland recently became the first NBA team to add what they're calling one-court devices. They're little pads that vibrate and tell you what happened. So it's more of a full... You know, it's like when you go see that Novocaine movie at Regal Red Rock.
Yeah. You get the whole experience.
I think it's like that. There's an audio feed that pairs up with it. They had five of them available for free at all the home games. A kid named Hank Vogel recently got to try one and loved it. He said it's the first time that he's ever truly enjoyed a live sporting event.
Oh, fantastic.
That's nice. That's good. It's your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Catch Up. 98.5.
KLUC FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Is this bad news? Michaela, okay. I will just say straight up, this kind of hit me a little bit. And I went, oh, no, this is terrible. Forever 21 is going out of business.
Oh, I'm devastated. Listen, I am taking it very hard. I went to the Meadows Mall my whole entire life, and it was on the first floor, right down from the escalators by the Bath and Body Works. And that was the original one. And I was like, 11. And I was like, oh, I'll be 21 forever one day. Then I finally got old enough to shop in Forever 21. And it was the best. It was cheap enough. It was cute enough. Sad.
They filed for bankruptcy the second time in 6 years. This time they're closing all the stores in the United States. Shine and Temu shame on you.
Yeah.
All it's of them.
Shame them for taking away Forever 21.
But here's the question then. So when was the last time you were in a Forever 21?
Well, here's the problem. I went a couple weeks ago and I went to the Fashion Show Mall. However, for being honest, Shein and Temu prices are so much lower.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Forever 21 is like expensive now. I mean, it's not. But if you need something right away, you get it. But if you're like me, no way. I just order in advance.
But do you trust Temu?
I don't trust anybody, okay? But if
yeah,
and it's $4.
Because I was like, Shein and Temu. Shein, Shine, Shone, Shroom.
Yeah.
Shamalama Ding Dong. But that's my only thing was I always thought it was...
Sus?
Yeah.
I know. Listen, it's the number one question people say, oh, can you really trust them? It's $4. I'm willing to lose $4 to see if it works or not. And... it really does. I've had really good products. They say it's because big shops used to purchase from Shein and Temu and then sell them more expensive. So really, like, you're in on the deal now. It's a whole science. I could go into it. I won't.
I don't know. I think maybe you should. sounds better than anything I got working right now.
if you got to know about my IG stories, I have a whole thing. No, dude, it's great.
Michaela, can I verify... Michaela, can I verify? Because I know Shein is popping, so I don't want to disparage them, and I don't want to disparage anybody, to be honest. But have you purchased from Temu and actually used a product and or clothes?
Yes, dude, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I've tried, and it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, why did you feel you needed to qualify that? Did you think
people look down on Shein online, but I've seen it in action. I've seen some outfits on some women and they look fantastic. So I don't want to disparage, but Temu's kind of like the stepchild of everyone. They're the ones that get the butt of the jokes.
But you are so full of it by going,
why?
I'm about to tell you, if you just give me a chance. You're very aggressive these last couple of days, and I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I don't want to disparage anybody. You live to disparage, but you live to stir it up and create. I don't know what this... Yeah, you're aggressive in some ways, but you're softer in others, and I'm not sure I...
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what to do about it. So listen, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, two brand new contestants, because yesterday, Margo Malik of, of Silverado Rocked. Ranch. Was that just yesterday? I'm telling you, my timing's all off this week. Today's only Tuesday?
Same, I agree.
It's been a long month this week already. Man. Okay, so Margo Malik became our 16th five-time champion yesterday. Two brand new contestants today for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We've got tickets for the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn tour, the second show at Allegiant Stadium on Friday, July 4th. And we'll give those to you coming up next, right after Sabrina Carpenter. It's Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, Adrian, what'd you just say?
We have a first ever situation for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
What you mean?
For the first time ever, I believe we'll be having not only two males going up against each other.
What?
But both representing the same part of town to see who's the true person to represent.
Oh, no kidding.
What?
So, somebody also noticed yesterday, I believe it was Jay Stu, who notices everything on this show. But I believe Jay Stu noted that of the 16 five-time champions, of which Margo Malik of Silverado Ranch joined that club yesterday, all of them women.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very interesting. So, Adrian, who's contestant number one?
We got Diego Mejia from Centennial Hills.
What up, Diego? Hey,
what's that?
And then I assume the other one is also from Centennial Hills.
Yes, sir. That would be correct.
Earlier. And yep. what his name is?
Jaden Patterson.
What up, Jaden?
Good morning.
Nothing to it. Just trying to figure out who's going to be the champion, bro. Just trying to come up with it. I should change it to this music.
Yes.
Dude show.
Yeah, rock on.
No, we're not doing it. Okay, boys, you know how this works. Buzz in with your name, but do not answer until you are called upon. Eaton, no matter how excited you are, don't you? Yesterday, what did she do? I forget what her name was, but she like yelled out her name and then yelled out the answer immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really great. It was just like, no, wait. Just put a little pause between those two. Because sometimes you may think you got in first, you just didn't hear the other person. To be honest with you, it's hard for us to hear you guys sometimes. So just wait until we call on you before you answer. First 1-3 is the winner. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
All right, boys. What used to be everyone's favorite store in the mall, but is now filing for bankruptcy for the second time?
Jaden. Yeah, we were just talking about that a minute ago.
Jayden.
Forever 21, gone forever, RIP.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Jaden goes up one zip.
Who got sick and caused the New York Knicks game to be stalled for over 10 minutes and was carted out in a wheelchair last night?
Diego. I had to look to see what the names were. Diego. Yeah, it was Tracy Morgan. Diego, by any chance, are you on speakerphone? Are you in the car? Oh, all right. Oh, well, right on. Well, no further questions, Your Honor. We are tied at one.
Which WWE superstar broke the heart of millions on Monday Night Raw yesterday?
Jaden. Oh, yeah, I think Jaden got in first. Was it John Cena?
It was, dude.
What? Adrian, what happened now?
Oh, man. He's breaking kids' hearts, making them cry. Those tickets were like $2,000 to sit in the front row.
Tell me what happened.
He's just stressed out. He's had enough for 20 years. He's given his life to the WWE universe, and then it's upset.
Jaden answered the question. Jaden, tell me specifically what happened last night.
Stop.
So did he not do anything specific, Adrian, or is it just
after
general?
after attacking Cody Rhodes, this was the first time he talked on the microphone, and he let his feelings out of how he's felt before he retires, and he was very mean on the microphone.
He's very mean,
and he made a little kid cry in the front row that went viral. Legit. That's what I was trying to say.
There we go now. All right, so Jaden's up 2-1.
Whose own record label said that they lost the rap battle that he provoked? What's his name?
Jaden, for the win. Was it Drake? Game over, new champion.
Let's go, Jaden.
Jaden called a shot. Jaden called a shot, said he wanted to be the new champion. He said, what are you guys doing? We're just trying to find a new champion. He goes, hopefully that'll be me. Called a shot. Yeah, the Drake thing was funny. So he's suing his record label, and then they came out guns blazing today, and they're like, yeah, he's just mad because he lost the rap battle that he started.
Uh-huh.
And now he's just...
His ego's hurt.
Yeah, now he's just firing off. And now he's suing us because he doesn't know what else to do. And it's like, ugh, Drake, this is a bad look, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Diego, it just wasn't your day. Go out and make the rest of it awesome. And we'll talk again soon, I think.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, have a great day. The whole time, did I not have the phones on? Did I? Perhaps. Our boy Jaden Patterson from Centennial Hills is our brand new champion. Oh, and Jaden has tickets to the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn tour at Allegiant Stadium on Friday, July 4th. Congratulations, and we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your championship on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, today's battle for Centennial Hills on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown vaulted Centennial Hills into fourth place. With their win today, they've got 8 wins, tied with Hendertucky, Rhodes Ranch with 9, Aliante and Silverado Ranch with 14, and Sunrise Manor,
the city of champions,
with 17. So, I find that fascinating, which part of town has supremacy in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yes!
Coming up in just a moment, the new Snow White movie coming out this week, the magical movie event, arrives only in theaters on Friday. We would like to send you for free with a 177-second survey in just a moment. How much are you paying for babysitting these days? I'm interested. Would you pay, huh?
Oh, no. Go ahead, please.
Would you pay? Were you jumping in on the
I'm backing up.
Then you jumped right back out. I got
gotcha.
Right. I'm in. No, I'm
yeah,
not
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went too quick. Mm-hmm. Would you? Okay. What's the going rate for babysitting? Would you pay money? Would you pay money to watch people play music on vegetables?
Oh, God.
If you could only see my face. And the story of how this got started. Worth it. I go back and forth. I've been shoving that story, the veggie orchestra story.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I must have written. I make a list every day on my paper of the stuff that's going to be on the 177-second survey. I have written veggie orchestra every day for the last 2.5 weeks.
Stop. You're passionate about it. We're going to do it now.
I'm not so passionate that I pushed it through. I'm passionate enough. I believe now I am finally passionate enough about getting it off my plate. Because it's been good enough to make the list. I don't know if it's been good enough to make the show.
Okay, fair.
Today it feels like it might be one of the better things that we've done in a minute just because it's so stupid. So anyway, all of that, the 177-second survey, coming up in just moments. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, so Adrian, who's our contestant today for the 177-second survey?
That'll be Alyssa Henkel from Spring Valley.
What's going on, Alyssa?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Are you? Well, here's the thing. By the way, shout out to everybody who's in a blizzard up at Brian Head right now.
Boy.
I reached out to Dave Hall from Fox 5, name drop. Sorry, I just dropped that name right over there.
Let me pick it up. No, but
I had to ask Dave a question, and he's like, yeah, sorry, I'm socked in up at Brian Head, and sent a picture. So everybody who was going to go skiing for spring break, much love. Hopefully it'll clear. Hopefully it'll clear a little bit soon. So that's my question, Alyssa. Why are you still in town for spring break?
You know what? I got to work a 9-to-5, got to provide for the fans. So just sticking in town. I mean, the weekend, probably going to head up to Brian Head, not going to lie. Or maybe even Mount Carlson because it's still close to home.
Yeah.
Yep. So and the weather's going to be, give it another day, and the weather's going to be good, and it'll only get better. Next week, going to be 80s, so that'll be dope. Do you have kids?
I do.
What's the going rate? How old are they, by the way?
I have a 2-year-old.
Perfect. Are you keeping the 2-year-old, hang on, what's the question I'm trying to ask? Do you have a babysitter for the 2-year-old?
No. I mean, technically, yes. I mean, my mom, but luckily not out of pocket.
from what you're hearing from your buddies, what's the going rate for babysitting?
I would say about 20 an hour would make sense.
Oof.
That's what we're hearing.
It's so expensive.
Per kid, right?
Yeah, that would make sense for me. Well, she's just,
she's spending a lot of TV.
That's that to me. That's the crazy part, because I didn't do a lot of babysitting when I was a kid, because I'm a dude, and for whatever reason, nobody ever trusts guys. No, and I remember I watched two kids once, and I said, well, shouldn't that be double? And it was like, no, you're watching kids.
Yeah, man. When I babysat, I would go to my neighbors, and you just had to do it, like. To be nice. I think they gave me like $10.
Sure.
But there was no, like, it was like, this is what you do. This is good lessons for you as well. Babysit. I liked the little girl. I liked it. I didn't mind. But
Right. But other people would go, oh, you have a sitter? And they just come over and dump their kid.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. You've already got a sitter? Oh, great. Yeah, no, yeah. All right, fine. All right, I'm telling you, this thing, the buzzer's going to go off before we get done. The world's first vegetable orchestra has officially played over 344 concerts over the course of 27 years. People love this stupid junk. An 11-piece, you heard me, Michaela, vegetable orchestra. She's looking at me and shaking her head. I'm like, no. An 11-piece vegetable orchestra founded in 1999 in Vienna, Austria, after musicians had the idea of carving veggies into instruments. We were making soup together at the time, and one idea led to another. Instruments include recorders carved from carrots, mandolins made of leeks. Instruments last only about 6 hours before they're just, you know, gross, before they can't do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they've played 344 concerts over 27 years, somebody's going to this thing. Are you paying Alyssa to go see the Veggie Orchestra?
I mean, I'm definitely not paying for that. I pay for a veggie orchestra, but if it was $20, I would check it out.
My guess is, in Vienna, the cool factor on this is off the charts. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think the innovativeness is so cool, but I'm not about to like grab an ear of corn and take a spoon and see like what kind of sound. I'll just go to Guitar Center and call it a day.
Obviously, your creativity does not match the Austrians.
It sure doesn't. I also hate that my instruments would melt or spoil.
Yeah, what do you do? Oh, God, remember that one we had last year? Man, that was a good one. Remember that one we had? I'd live for a carrot like that again.
Totally. You can't recreate that.
344 concerts over 27 years means they do about just shy of 13 a year. So they do a two-week run. They do a two-week run of this junk. That's fantastic.
Dude, it's dope. I love it.
I'll bet it's the great. People live for it. When's Veggie Orchestra? They do a two-week run. And that's all right. Fine.
Great.
Enjoy your free Disney's Snow White, the magical movie event, only in theaters this Friday. You're going for free. And thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alyssa. We'll see you. Hang on.
Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, man. I am shocked that this has not come up sooner. Or more often, really.
Hmm.
Nate lives in the Southwest. He thinks he's met the one.
Okay, yes.
I know. Good for him. They've been together about 8 months now. So they're getting into the window. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Good 8 months. This could happen. He says it. We're definitely boyfriend, girlfriend. She might really be the one. I love everything about her. I can't stand her best friend. I you know what? It may be such a thing that I may go two for two this week with a very strong opinion that I end up being completely wrong on, and I get forced off the position. If anyone remembers 24 hours ago, I still have a little, gives a little chill down my spine when I think about it, just how horrible that was. We'll get into it with your tickets to go see Pitbull at Fontainebleau coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
You want to know the quickest way that we're going to get an interview with Will Smith?
Tell me.
By what I'm about to say right now. I don't like him. I'm not sure how I feel about all of it. No, I don't. You can't go around.
Really?
Here's the thing. I hear he's not a very nice guy. I hear it's all, you know, he's an incredible actor.
Not well.
Because we've been fooled all these years that he's a nice guy. I hear he's not a very nice guy. Obviously, the crazy stuff with Jada, and then slapping Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars. I like it. So I'm not sure how I feel about this. Obviously, he's dipping his toe in the water. For the first time in 20 years, he's going to do an album called Based on a True Story.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm interested. I liked Will Smith's music.
Oh, listen, Getting Jiggy With It was my favorite summer anthem. And whatever he's doing with Doechii right now, I feel like he's got the right moves because I love her too.
Yeah, a lot of different people are getting involved in this, Doechii included. And then he's going to dip his toe in the water and do a 26-date UK and Europe tour, which just got announced yesterday.
Okay.
So he's going to go do some stuff. There's a music festival in Morocco that he's going to hit in June. Hamburg, Monte Carlo, Manchester, England, London. The tour concludes September 2nd in Paris. And then my guess is if everything goes well, then he might do it in the States.
Yeah.
See how it all goes.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I like it.
Sight unseen. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Let's see. I'll be interested in the music. I think he can't try to be Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need Will Smith to have anything to say. I don't.
Yeah.
I want to hear "Welcome to Miami." Bienvenidos a Miami.
Yeah, that's how I envision it. I think he's just going to do a throwback vibe, and we need it. I love it.
I think so. I think it needs to be, you know, maybe parents just don't understand, you know, go all the way back if you're going to do something. But I don't need you to make social commentary. I don't need you to, you know, hey, maybe if you throw a line in there about, hey, Chris, sorry, bro, sorry for slapping you, but, you know, keep Jada's name out your mouth. You know, whatever that thing is.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if he can catch lightning in a bottle one more time with this vibe.
What?
Yes. Then I love it.
All right, relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. Hang on. If I'd have known that this is all it took to make you this happy, I would have done this a long time ago. Yeah, let me be honest. If I'd have known.
Listen to me. I remember exactly where I was when I heard this song. I was listening to KLUC.
That's right.
I was at Wet n Wild.
I was going to say, don't
you. Getting jiggy with it, baby.
I was going to say, don't you dare say I was on the air because I wasn't.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Now, the actual truth of it, I was. Just not in Las Vegas. The sad part about it is I was. All right. Relationship rehab. Nate in the Southwest. He says straight out, he comes out with it. What do you do if you hate the best friend of the person you're dating? I've been dating a girl for 8 months. We're now definitely boyfriend, girlfriend. She might be the one. I love everything about her except her best friend. Her friend tries to get into our business all the time. She's also totally shallow. She makes rude comments. I really cannot even stand to be in the same room with her.
Oof.
I tried to, you see, and he knew what's coming. I love it when you can tell that people listen to the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When they go, I tried talking. He's getting hacked to her.
Yeah.
He says, I tried talking to her about it. Tried talking to my girlfriend about it. Her response was, oh, that's just Jen. She's harmless. Nate goes on to say, I'm not so sure there's a future with this girl if her friend is going to be in our lives. Do I stick it out and hope it gets better, or get out now before it gets really ugly? I can do this today. I have a very strong piece of advice. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to say this, and that's what I'm going to do. And so are you. 702-364-9898. Come in, fire at will. Let us know. Stick it. My thing lately has been relax your shoulders, stick your chin up, put your chest out. I don't say chest. I say these. But I say, you know what? Put your chest out and just let it fly. That's what we want you to do right now.
Let's go.
And we're willing to pay off with a pair of tickets to Pitbull, the Vegas After Dark, the residency, Friday, May 9th at Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. We're willing to pay for the privilege. So why don't you call us at 702-364-9898 right now and tell Nate what you think.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Okay, relationship rehab. And now, I just realized, did you ever watch Suits?
No.
I'm at the part in season one, and I'm not giving anything away, but I'm at the part in season one where Harvey, who's the boss, not the boss, but in the relationship dynamic.
Sure.
He is the senior, Mike is the junior. And Harvey tells Mike he's got to get rid of his friend. And so, which, by the way, this flies in the face of everything that I was just about to say. What do you do if you hate the best friend of the person you're dating? I've been dating a girl for 8 months. We're definitely boyfriend, girlfriend. She really might be the one. I love everything about her, except her best friend. He didn't say that. I did. But apparently they're Nate's girlfriend's best friend. Gets up in their business all the time. She's also totally shallow and makes rude comments. Nate says, and I quote, I really can't even stand to be in the same room with her. Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Betty Sakes.
Yeah, I was like, let's get Betty in on this. So he can't even be in the room with her. He talked to his girlfriend, said, you know, obviously this is a problem. Girlfriend says, oh, that's just Jen. She's harmless. So his question is, do I stick it out and hope it gets better, or get out now before it gets wicked ugly? What do you tell him to do?
I'm telling him to stick it out, because are you going to risk losing the potential love of your life for somebody that you are going to see every so often? I actually have a friend like that my husband cannot stand. And he very, like, rarely sees her. Like, her and I kind of just do our own thing. We do our, like, dinner and stuff like that together. And I just exclude her from being involved. So it's just not worth losing the love of your life for somebody that you're rarely going to see, basically.
You guys totally pulled me off my point again. And in suits, did I say this part already? That Harvey tells Mike, Harvey the senior, tells Mike the junior, that you got to get rid of this friend. You got to dump him. You got to cut him loose.
Yeah.
And so that's actually the part that I'm watching right now in season one, that they got to. And Meghan Markle, hot, but not that, not like, just not like crazy, not like world changing, whatever. But Suits, that role in Suits is what made her. And you can see they start giving her more screen time because they know that they're riding the wave. I'm like, yeah, she's hot. She's not that good. She's not that great. Michaela, does he, what did he say again? I'm not so sure there's a future with this girl if her friend is going to be in our lives. Do I stick it out and hope it gets better or get out now before it gets really ugly?
I literally love what Betty said. I think they're two separate relationships. And I think that you just set the boundary. They don't have to hang out with each other. I'm very big. I never gossip about mine and Lisa's relationship with anybody, not even my best friends. I feel it's very important to protect that, unless it's obviously something wrong. But I would go to dinner with my best friend. I would keep them separate and let that be what it is. Not everybody gets along, and that's okay. You don't have to make a decision. You just keep them separate. And if it starts to get weird, maybe then you cut them loose, but I think it's normal.
Betty, you brought up a really good point. Here's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you're marrying one, you're marrying both. They're, you know what I mean? That they're, so this is your life now. You're stuck with this. However, you brought up a really good point. So for 2 days in a row, what do I hate more than anything on this show? Wishy-washy. What do I hate? Flip-flopping. Guess what I'm going to do for the second day in a row?
Flip it.
Yeah, but you know what? But I'm going to make a strong, point, I think. I believe. Okay. You tell me if the point's not strong enough, Michaela. I need you to challenge me on this and hold me to the rules.
I'm on it. Me and Betty.
Betty makes a good point. Betty's the one who actually made me see this.
Yeah, loved it.
It is true that your friends are your entire life until you end up in that relationship. And until that relationship, my guess is that Nate and his girlfriend don't live together yet. Once Nate and his girlfriend start living together, that dynamic's going to change with her best friend. Now, that best friend may still be up in the mix a lot. But I think that, as you said, Michaela, so my opinion becomes kind of a stew, if you will, mm-hmm. of a lot of different things that have been said. I think there is some separation at that point. And if that is manageable, then you got something. Mm-hmm. But Nate, if it is not manageable, that friendship as it is, bro, again, this is your life. She ain't leaving. You probably are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we agree on that, Betty?
Yeah, we definitely can. Right. It's easier to remove somebody that you just met, a potential boyfriend or potential girlfriend, versus somebody who's been in your life for twice as long.
What do you think if the situation's flipped? Okay. If the email came from, let's call her Sandy. Okay. If Nate's girlfriend wrote and said, I love this guy. I love everything about him. The problem is he doesn't get along with my best friend. I mean, she's my best friend. We've been best friends since junior high. He thinks she's obnoxious. Blah, 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 blah. He thinks she's totally shallow and makes rude comments. I think he's being sensitive. I think he's being sensitive and territorial. Should I stay with him, or should I break up with him, or should I keep going? What would we all say then? We'd probably all say, girl, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I also feel like your friendships really have to be similar to sort of your beliefs, so you guys can actually be friends, grow together, grow up together. I feel like if it's good, the friend will also find herself dating somebody and get married. You're going to end up living separate lives anyway. There's going to be maybe a separation at some point. So, I mean, with the maybes, it's maybe that happens too.
That's why I don't like doing maybe on relationship rehab, because you could do that all day. You can spin as many scenarios and situations as you want.
Yeah.
But what we're dealing with right now, while you talk about that she might get married and go live a separate life, what if she doesn't? And what if she gets even more clingy with her friend? You know what I mean? So you can spin that a million different ways. I'm just saying, if you flip this and it's her who's going, my boyfriend doesn't get along with my best friend, Betty, would we be telling her to cut him loose?
Yeah, No, because I think it's the same thing. Like, you know, I do have those friends that are superficial and ditzy and stuff like that, but I have friends that aren't, and I know that they wouldn't get along, so I wouldn't necessarily let's have them all in the same group at the same dinner table hanging out, because it would just be awkward. So I still think that it's important to keep them separate.
Yeah, I think what you said was right. I think he does. Oh, God, my least favorite ever. Thank you. But I think he's got to go. I think he's got to double dip, go back to her one more time and go, I need to let you know I can't stand her. We don't all have to be together. Mm-hmm. And then it's up to her. It's up to the girlfriend to regulate the situation.
Yeah.
It's up to her to regulate that.
And she can.
Yeah, absolutely. Easily. Simply. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's done. Oh, nice work, Betty. I like everything about it.
Yeah.
I love everything about this with no reservations. I love it. I love everything about it. There's no best friend screwing it up. It was perfect all the way through. Have a great time at Pitbull.
Thank you. I'm excited to see Pitbull. He's probably
What'd you say?
I said he's excited to see me.
Yes, Betty.
Listen, what I know of Pitbull, if you're a certain height and type, he just might be. Oh, which by the way, if you're female, I think that's it. I think so. All right, let us get some info from you. Hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
I wonder if one day, like a year from now, where we're going to go, God, look at that, dude. Guitar solos are back. Yeah, you know why? Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club, brought back the guitar solo. Finally.
Do we feel like they left?
Yeah. Name another one.
I don't know. It's not something exactly. I was thinking about. Okay, genius. Give me a few minutes.
You put somebody on the spot.
I know. You're like, really? Prove it. You're like, okay, wait.
Yeah, when you're in an argument with somebody, you go, well, give me an example. And they're like, crap, come on.
But then you go into your car an hour later and you've got 10 examples. You're like, God, if of I course. Really said that one thing.
That's the beauty of springing it on somebody. That's to make your point. Well, you're completely right. If it was such a big deal, you'd be able to name one.
Yeah.
Oh, knock it off.
Uh-huh.
This is great. Because a minute ago, I realized while the song was playing that the setup for this bit was probably substantially longer than the bit in and of itself. There's a guy, his name's Mark Roper. He's on YouTube. He's going viral because he decided to test. This is the greatest thing ever. He decided to test a Tesla's self-driving feature. Stuff your politics right now. No one cares. I don't really. Never mind. I'm not going to do it.
Don't go there.
He tested the Tesla's self-driving feature to see if it could handle Looney Tunes technology, which is just the greatest. He blocked a road with a fake wall the size of a movie screen and painted it to look like the road. Looney, does the reference make sense to you, Adrian? No, you get it because you're old. Adrian, because I'm just kidding, you're not old. But you're older than Adrian. Adrian has a blank look on his face right now. So, Adrian, do you get the reference?
No, I do not.
So, in old Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner cartoons, they would do stuff like it would just be like there'd be a chase scene. Daffy Duck might be involved as well.
Yeah.
But mostly Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner. Okay. Or I'm sorry, mostly Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And there would all of a sudden there would be the Roadrunner would go through a tunnel that was carved into a mountain, and Wile E. Coyote, bang, into the side of the mountain because it wasn't real. Why? I don't know. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it just made us laugh.
Though he said the Roadrunner, like there would be a fake manhole that people would fall into, all of that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, the YouTube guy, blocked a road with a fake wall the size of a movie screen and painted it look like the road kept going into the wall. Obviously, there's a wall.
I love it. I love this so much.
He wanted to see if it would trick the Tesla into crashing through it because it was lifelike, right? Mm-hmm. The Tesla never even slowed down. So, yeah, the self-driving thing bugs me.
I just, listen, I've seen too many like Black Mirror vibe shows. There's a show called Upload where the self-driving car gets into an accident. It's like the opening scene. And I'm like, I'm just not ready. I'll just drive it myself. I trust myself. It's too high tech for me. Not into it.
And who do we have to talk to get the Looney Tunes stuff back on Max? Because that although I hear it's available on YouTube, but I don't know, but I have no idea.
Yeah, but it's like in like 140p though, like on Max, it was 4K.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How could they do that?
Yeah. Well, honestly, just with yesterday and today, I could have killed a few hours.
Normal. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. Finally, St. Patrick's Day festivities are over. Sorry if it's a little rough for you this morning. We're working through it. Tuesdays, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, Tuesdays are the hardest one anyway.
I feel like that too.
When you get to Wednesday, there's a lot to look forward to. Thursday, you're almost to Friday. Friday is Friday.
Period.
Monday, I don't have a problem with because it's like, oh, it's a new week. All right, let's get after it. Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday's got it rough.
So we feel you. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. If you still use old, to me, there were two parts of this. If you still use old school pencils, or I would say pens, that might be a good thing for you. Second of all, you know that person that's always chewing on them and you're like, ew, gross, stop it.
Yeah.
Well, folks in South Korea have found that chewing on pencils, and I would assume pens as well, or just whatever.
Sure.
Chewing on pencils or whatever can improve your memory and help you focus. So if you're having trouble focusing down, and I kind of get that, because you always see when people are just absentmindedly chewing on a pen.
Yeah.
They're usually running over stuff in their brain.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. I'm literally thinking about it right now, and I definitely chew my pen when I'm staring off into space thinking about something.
People did better on a cognitive test when they were told to chew on a wooden tongue depressor while they took the test. They're not sure why that helps. They think it improves blood flow to your brain. I've heard that about chewing gum too, and releases an antioxidant called GSH. They tried it with gum. That helped too, but not as much.
Okay.
And they say they need to look a little deeper into it. Your dentist is going to hate this.
Hate you.
But the next time you need to focus,
chew on some wood.
Yep, there's your deal. So good luck. Don't say we didn't tell you that we didn't try to help you today. Don't say thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Story from over the weekend, now just coming to light. This is such an episode of a TV show, maybe even a movie, a little bit. A guy in Florida, shocker, guy in Florida. His name's Julio Trejo, claims that he was set up by his ex and the police officer that she was dating, leading to a false arrest.
Juicy.
Now, Trejo got arrested for violating a restraining order. However, he says that his now ex-girlfriend's detective, one Pedro Perez of the Homestead, Florida police force, was romantically involved with her. He came to investigate the case. Those two got hot for each other. And yeah, and so the police officer said, oh, I can help you with your problem.
Oh, it's giving telenovela, and I love it so much. Just the drama.
While while also solving my problem, if you know what I'm saying. Trejo's attorney, of course, got a super dramatic. He sold his badge and he sold out the integrity of the police department to satisfy himself romantically and sexually. Trejo shared text messages. He's the victim again, remember? Mm-hmm. Trejo shared text messages obtained through a public records request. See, you think you're being sneaky, but if it comes down to it, they can find this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One text included the detective, Perez, saying, "So do you want me to try to get him before next Friday?" The ex-girlfriend responded with, "Can you do it Friday morning? That way he misses his hearing and the judge will grant the restraining order."
Shady.
Now, I don't know if they have anything talking about getting with each other, because, I mean, from what I'm seeing here, there's no real evidence of that. But I don't, you know, we just have a little bit of it. And, well, frankly, I'm not a detective.
Yeah.
But Homestead police released a statement saying the matter is subject to pending litigation. Stand by for updates on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's put a bow on this thing. It's time for the more you know before we go. It's fairly common knowledge. Every time I say this, see, I think Michaela's going to know this right off the top. Mm-hmm. And she's going to look at me and go, "Why are you doing this to me? Why are you?" So just know I'm doing this with love. To me, it's fairly common knowledge. It may not be to you or, frankly, to anybody else.
Give it to me, baby.
Do you know what the most common letter in the English language is?
A.
E. It's E.
Okay.
However, A, R, I, and O, not E-I-E-I-O, A, R, I, and O are the next most commonly used letters in the English language.
I would go with the vowel. That feels right.
I was that nerd kid, though. Like, literally, I learned that E was the most common letter in the English language when I was like 7. And I've never forgot. I was that nerd kid.
I love that. I love you even knew that.
I had to learn to fight at a young age. That and my big ears. Q is the least common, followed by J, Z, X, and V.
All right.
Take that with you throughout the day. Technically, did you know a moment? Do you know how long a moment is? A moment is an actual measure for a period in time. And it is way, to me, this is way different. I figured a moment and it would be like, oh, that's 1/10 of a nanosecond, you know, or whatever. Well, a moment.
Uh-huh.
Technically, a moment is 90 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I would have said like maybe it's a more glamorous way to say a minute. So 90 seconds makes sense.
The word moment debuted in the Oxford English Dictionary in 1398. It says that there are 40 in an hour. 40 moments in an hour. Wow. So that's 90 seconds each. Obviously, the definition has evolved to mean, you know, just a little bit. But it's actually, if you want to get all technical and weird about it,
mm-hmm.
90 seconds. I think that's about how much time we have left on this show. So we will use this last moment of the Chet Buchanan Show to tell you to follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus a whole bunch of new content on Likely with Adrian Hernandez. Search and subscribe on YouTube or check it out on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
That's it?
That's it, baby.
What are we going to do with the last 38 seconds of this moment?
I guess make the best of it.
We'll put them on our account. Adam, leave them on our tab. And we'll have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy, you heard?
The Chet Buchanan Show.